the repertoire selection is based on Tony Collins, because we're doing this concert in memory of his life, and it's a celebration. It's certainly nothing that would be sad, because Tony was one of the most vivacious young lads we've ever had as a student on the university campus. So the opening fanfare is probably the most famous fanfare that anybody knows, the fanfare for the Vienna Philharmonic by Richard Strauss. And Tony was a very elegant and yet athletic lad, and very tall in stature, and we felt like this fanfare would put you in the right frame of mind for his personality and for the way he carried himself.
And if it's Richard Strauss, you know there are lots of instruments, and it's plenty loud.
It's six trumpets, eight horns, six trombones, two tubas, and two sets of timpani, yes.
See? Yeah.
Yeah, it's wide open. We take it out of Bulldog. We go into fifth gear in the Lamborghini on this one.
Well, that's great, because that way everybody's ready. They're in their seats, they're awake, they're pumped, they're ready for a great concert.
They won't need to go to Starbucks or Common Grounds prior to the concert, I promise.
Okay.
The next tune is Divertimento for Band by Vincent Persichetti, and I wanted to do a divertimento because it's light music, it's happy music, it sings and dances, and that was absolutely Tony. He was always had a song in his heart, and just a very effervescent young man. And so this divertimento is the one of my favorites, and certainly one of the finest one in our repertoire. So that's why we chose it.
And wasn't Persichetti kind of a Renaissance guy anyway?
He wrote in the classical style, even though he didn't die until 1987. Mm-hmm. But he taught at Juilliard,
right,
and was professor of composition there for a long, long time. But did write in a more Renaissance and more classical period style. And he's very well known for his choral music and his organ music. He was a really fine organist in his own right. So, but he wrote for everything.
Didn't he even start? I mean, as a kid, didn't he even begin with the organ?
He did. Yes, yeah. That's exactly right.
And that's probably
you know
why.
Your Persichetti. I'm impressed.
Well, occasionally, yeah. At this moment, yes.
Well, our guest artist, we normally save our guest artist till later in the program, but we felt like that we would put Dr. Rhonda Maynes next, because the piece that she chose is a piece that Tony played in recital here.
Oh, okay.
And so since he studied with her and he revered her as his teacher, we felt like it would be appropriate for her to play in a piece that he had come to love and performed himself. So we're doing the Kent Kennan Night Soliloquy, and it is absolutely a stunning work, and Rhonda sounds amazing on it. So I hope everybody will come out tonight just to hear her play, because she says she may not be able to get through it, because obviously she's going to be thinking about Tony.
Aww.
But I promise she will. Tony, like pretty much everybody else in the wind band world, loves Percy Grainger.
Everybody loves Percy Grainger.
He's the second most played band composer in America, behind John Philip Sousa, which wouldn't surprise anyone.
No.
And so there's a beautiful little setting or kind of a little suite that Chow Ragsdale on our faculty put together of Children's March. Which is, one of his most famous pieces. And then, Grainger did a trip to Scotland, and he did a lot of research. And so this next little thing is one of his Scotland things that he got out of Songs from the North. And it's Ye Gang to the Highlands, Leezy Lindsay. And I don't do Scottish very well, but it's
better than I.
It may be one of the prettiest things he's ever done, and I even include Irish tune in that. It's just a cool little tune, and it bounces around. And then As Sally Went a-Weepin' is the closer, and so it's the tune that reminds me the most of Tony, actually. So that's why we chose that. And then Tony's very favorite composer is John Williams. And
okay.
His favorite piece that John Williams ever wrote is the Midway March.
From the Midway.
You betcha. That, from the movie, exactly.
Yeah, and that back then, that was in the early or mid-70s, and that's when Williams was known as Johnny Williams.
Correct. You really do know your stuff. Yeah, he wrote that in 76, and it is the movie score.
Right.
And it's really spectacular music.
It's,
and all the students looked at me when we got to the Superman theme, because they just assumed that he had written that for the Superman movie and didn't realize that the Superman theme came out of the Midway.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so it's kind of fun to hear some of the licks that Williams used later on in the Midway.
We tend to borrow from our past.
We tend to, if it works particularly.
Exactly.
And anyway, that's the first half. So, that's a pretty full first half. Right. We're going to take an intermission so everybody can go out and collapse and we can charge the paddles and revive everyone. And then we're going to come back. The thing that is – To know Tony Collins was to know his faith, and he was one of the most spiritual young men I've ever had the pleasure to know. And so the piece that represents that for me is a piece called Peace of Mind by Dana Wilson. And it's a very thought-provoking piece. It's about how the human mind works. It's about emotion. It's about things beyond this world in many ways. And so you can spell it P-I-E-C-E or P-E-A-C-E.
Okay.
It is a pun on both those terms. And so this is a really large work. It's a 24-minute piece. And I think it wraps up Tony's essence more than anything else we could do for him. But if you ever met him, you knew how strong his faith was. And that's why this piece is on the program tonight. And then we're going to close as upbeat as humanly possible with The Circus Bee by Fillmore. And I had to, this is a bit of a stretch, but Tony was very proud of his very bright yellow Mustang. And so The Circus Bee, obviously you think of yellow when you think of the bee, and you think of how Tony drove his car, which was fast. And this piece goes fast.
Well, and it's by Henry Fillmore, right?
That's correct.
Now, Fillmore also, and this reminds me of his car as well, because, you know, Fillmore is known for marches. And then a term I wasn't familiar with before, Screamers.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Circus Screamers, right.
Yeah, Circus Screamers. So when I think of, you know, I think of him screaming down the street right. In his yellow Mustang.
Well, that's him. And he had a Camaro in Alaska. He's from Alaska, but obviously you're not going to drive from, you know, Alaska to Fayetteville. And so he left the Camaro in Alaska, and they got him the Mustang here. So he had two hot cars, no matter what location he was in.
Wow. Well, it sounds like an incredible concert. It's going to be a lot of fun, and all again, it's dedicated to the life and memory of Tony Collins. The performance is tonight at 7:30 at Walton Arts Center in Baumwalker Hall. Will there be tickets at the door, do you think?
Oh, absolutely, sure.
Okay, so tickets at the door. The concert begins at 7:30, so if you're going to buy your tickets at the door, try to get there a little bit early so that they can begin on time. It's the University of Arkansas Wind Symphony, directed by Dale Warren, director of concert bands. And Rhonda Maines will be the featured artist as guest artist as flutist, and the U of A Brass Choir, conducted by Brandon Holtz.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, this all takes place tonight at 7:30 at Walton Arts Center. For Ozarks at Large, I'm PJ Hrabowski.